Gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Shooting. Lights out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not done yet.
Is that Lakers fans or LeBron fans talking about Cole?
Both.
Well, most Lakers fans are wanting to fall in the Pacific Ocean. Bronze sexuals, I want them to actually have the joystick in their mouths before they fall into the Pacific Ocean.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you see this guy that's on your screen right here?
Bro.
Unfortunately, this is not about bronsexuals.
I know it's not about bronsexuals, but he asked the question. I had to answer it.
It is about a group of sexuals, though. It's not
It most certainly is.
This gentleman on the screen, he wanted to get something off his chest.
And I'm looking forward to hearing what you got to say.
Knowing the fact that I planned the show to be about the NBA Finals. But he felt that he couldn't be on Monday show because that's what it should have been for. He politely asked for a time.
Very politely.
To get this off his chest.
I'm looking forward to this.
All right. Thank you, sir. So I'm going to tie a couple of things into this, right? So, Caitlin Clark is praised so much. And I'm not saying that she doesn't deserve any props, right? I'm not saying that she's a scrub of any kind. But for you, Clark sexuals, and you know who you are, you've never watched the WNBA before, you just started watching college basketball for women 2 years ago, here you come. So my problem with you is there's always excuses, but there's never any acceptability for Caitlin Clark. She's out there chirping just like everybody else. So when you gonna chirp like everybody else, you get hit like everybody else. You get slapped like everybody else. You don't get every call like everybody else because you be starting-ish, right? You're not the sweet little girl that's not saying anything and you're just going out there and playing basketball and people are treating you wrong. No, that's not what happened, right? You want to pop off a little bit. I see you pop off a little bit. You want to swing, throw them bowls like you're ludicrous and all that. But then sometimes when things happen, it gets blown out of proportion when it's you. Now, there have been other rookies. Now I'm going to, because we only got so much time. There's other rookies that have been in situations where they have had been manhandled or womanhandled by other players. There have been players that have been kicked out of games for how they've abused other rookies. But we only focus on it when it's Caitlin Clark. That's a problem. Because just like everybody else, she has to earn her stripes. The great Chinee Agumake said it greatly the other day. She said, Caitlin Clark may be the person who's bringing people to the league, and everybody appreciates that, right? We want to run around Clark sexuals and say it's a bunch of hate. It's not a bunch of hate. People appreciate that Caitlin Clark is bringing more eyes to the product. But she's not above anybody else. You're going to get hit just like every other rookie. You're going to get fouled. You're going to get spit talked to you just like everybody else. And guess what? When you get up there and you start whining, crying, and talking about people hitting you and how that should have been a foul and all that stuff, you look soft. And guess what you do when somebody looks soft? You continue to bully them, right? You don't bully somebody to smack you back in the mouth. You bully somebody that you hit and they say, no, don't hit me. It's not right that you hit me. No, that's not who you bully. You bully the person who stands up to you and slap you back. So until Caitlin Clark does that, she's going to get hit. Now, one tangent. Caitlin Clark, who have you made better on the Indiana Fever? Name one player that Caitlin Clark has made better. Because I can sure name you one that you've made a lot worse. And that would be Aaliyah Boston. You have made Aaliyah Boston look subpar.
Ouch.
You have. And my guy playmaker's like, oh, you need to sit down and have a conversation with both of them. No, they don't need to have a conversation with both of them. They need to drag Caitlin Clark in a room, sit her down, and give her a good cussing out. That's what needs to happen. and tell her that the team ain't bigger than her and that she may be the best player on the team, but you're supposed to be the, and I say supposed to be because she don't play like it a lot of time, the point guard. So when you're supposed to be a point guard and you have a player who was rookie of the year last year, who was the dominant force, but she ain't even getting shots and points and she's not even locked in all the time. Why could that be? Because the lady that she's leaning her shoulder on this picture don't know how to really play point guard and get at ball and feed the beast. Look at the stats for Leah Balsa from last year to this year. Look at the shot attempts and all that. It backs me up. Now, we have the, you know, the incident with Ms. Carter. And some people say, oh, that's Bush League and that's so dirty. She basically, like, bumped her with an arm or her hip, however you see it, right from the side. She didn't run up behind her and dig two elbows in her back and sling her across the court. Y'all need to stop that mess, too. You need to stop it. We're not playing ballet. We are playing basketball here. Stop it. Now, also, what has she done to earn her teammates' respect to the point where they even show up to back her up when she gets knocked around? She got knocked down by Chinde Carter the other day. And what did they do? What did they do? They waited for her to get up and throw the ball. Nobody said nothing to her. All the times that she's got knocked down and thrown around, nobody ain't said nothing to her. Why? Because she hasn't earned the respect of her team. Why? Because she's not earning. She's getting the stats. That's cool. But it's more than stats to being a WNBA player. And I don't think that she won't learn this. So I'm not saying this to say that she won't become this player. I'm just saying y'all Clark Sexuals act like she was already this player, and she's not. She's a rookie finding her footing in the WNBA league with grown women who have been there multiple years, who have stars, great lockdown defenders, and people that know how to scheme to take somebody who only has certain skills out of a game. Clark has to be able to adapt. There can be games where she get 25, 30 points, but there may be games where she get 10, 15 assists. And they're not going to normally coincide. But she's got to learn that. She's got to learn the point guard position 100% too. Because a lot of times in college, I know y'all didn't watch enough to understand, but she was actually the shooting guard until the point guard got hurt. So now you have her playing a newer position to her. And we're expecting everything to be everyone's fault but Caitlin Clark. You got to give her part of the blame. When her numbers are down, when she looks disinterested, when she's not playing 100%, you got to give part of it to Caitlin Clark. It can't be everybody's fault but Caitlin Clark. And then y'all want to turn on Leah Balsa. You should be ashamed of yourselves. You're sicking me.
Coach Johnson, you want to add anything to this or you want me to go? Because before, when me and Cool talked, I wasn't trying to do it. But a couple of days on went by. And a lot of people wanted to chirp at me on social media.
I may have a couple things to say, but I want to hear what you had to say first, though.
So let me get a full screen. Give me this camera.
give me this camera.
First of all, those of you who want to come at me because I said she's supposed to be the Steph Curry of the WNBA. Let me take you back down memory lane, all right?
Back down memory lane.
The Steph Curry hype did not happen in the NBA. It happened at college at a small school called Davidson. Am I lying?
Back down memory lane.
No, remember the final? Remember the March Madness tournament when Steph Curry blew off and knocked off a top seeded team in that racket? Mind fact, if I remember correctly, one of those teams had to be Wisconsin, who was known for being a three-point shooting team at the time.
Back down memory lane.
That's when the blow-up of Steph Curry happened. And I remember the following year, I remember this correctly. One of the games that Davidson played, the head coach had all five players stick Steph Curry.
It did still
and
went
they
off.
Got blown out by 100.
Dude still went off.
he was so concerned about Steph Curry, the other four players had a field day. I remember because it was on Sportsman. I was like, so y'all just, so all five is going to Steph Curry? Like, all five? The head coach got fired the next day. And rightfully so. because that was stupid and idiotic. So the rise of Steph Curry didn't happen in NBA, it happened in college. Jim, when did the rise of Caitlin Clark started?
About sometime last year.
Was he in the WNBA last year?
No, she was not.
Oh, where was she?
She was at the University of Iowa.
Oh, is that college ball?
Yes, it'll be college basketball.
Last time I checked, yes, sir.
So the rise of Caitlin Clark started in college.
Yes.
Oh, what does Caitlin Clark does that remind people of Steph Curry?
Long range shooting.
So first of all, for the people that want to come at me, remember how Steph Curry rise name became? It started at Davidson, a small college in North Carolina.
In Charlotte.
Coincidentally, in the women's game, Caitlin Clark could be considered going to a small college because nobody thinks about Iowa when it comes to women's basketball. Only time you think about Iowa when it comes to sport is football, and they're like the worst offensive team in college football. But they're so good at defense, you can't score no more than about 15 points on them. Are y'all starting to see the parallel that people were making when they was referring to her as the women Steph Curry? Because people remember it started in college for Steph Curry. It started at Iowa for Caitlin Clark. Now, maybe it's just me trying to be the good guy here and try not to see what other people want to see, but this whole race thing, let's talk about. She just so happened to be white and can shoot like Steph Curry did in college. I mean, Sabrina Ionescu, she can do it, but she doesn't do it that often. And she went to Oregon. That's a known school in women's basketball. Am I correct, Cool McCain? Cole Johnson?
Yes, you are, sir. You are very correct.
Mm-hmm. Oregon's a name in women's college basketball?
Yes, Oregon is.
And speaking of race, let's get another thing straight. So since y'all want to come at me and say I want to be ignorant and naive into the race. Another part of the reason why Caitlin Clark came into her eyes, there was somebody on the other side of the court 2 years ago in the national championship game. What is her name?
A-N-G-E-L-R-E-E-S-E. Angel Reese.
The Southtown Barbie.
Who was the Bayou Barbie at the time?
Bayou Barbie. Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? She did something to Caitlin Clark that nobody hasn't seen done to Caitlin Clark. But we have seen Caitlin Clark do it to somebody else.
The very game before.
2 games before.
I thought it was in the Final Four, semifinal.
No, 2 games before, because she knocked off Haley Van Litt, led Louisville Cardinals.
That was an Elite Eight game?
That was an Elite Eight game before she knocked off top-seeded and undefeated South Carolina.
That's right.
People, see, these people will let you forget about that part. When she gave it to Haley Van Litt and nobody said a word. But the Bayou Barbie and Angel Reese and LSU Tigers said,
the chick needs to stop talking trash.
Oh, nah. This is my ring, okay? This is my ring.
Ghetto. That heifer needs to not talk that trash.
She's classless. She's classless. She's
uncouth. No sportsmanship whatsoever.
Yeah. If you can do it to somebody else, you better be best to be able to receive it. That's a credit to Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark had no problem whatsoever.
But her Clark sexuals did.
Oh, God.
If you notice, let me and tell y'all something. Do. If y'all notice something, Caitlin Clark, she's doing what every player does. Am I getting beat up? Yes, I'm getting beat up. Does this feel like sometimes getting beat up more than others? Yes, you know why? There's a target on your back.
And that's what happens when you're a rookie. And it's going to be even more intensified since now you're bringing more eyeballs to the league.
And hey, did you notice what she said after that? I just got to accept it and get better.
Smart woman, because that's exactly what she has to do.
Like, y'all pick and choose what clips y'all want instead of getting the entire clip. And here's another problem. And then I think now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, gentlemen, I'm going to put my brothers back on the screen. I think this is really where the racist thing comes at. They call Caitlin Clark the savior of the WNBA. Oh,
gosh, yeah.
That is one of the places where it comes in, sir. And that's what I was saying. Like, the thing is, it's not all because she's white, right? Because there's people like yourself and many others that like Caitlin Clark that are not, you know, of the Caucasian persuasion.
No, because we even heard Negro Knight say, she is the Steph Curry of women's basketball because she can pull from anywhere on the court.
Right, but I think we're giving her a lot of praise and turning her into the female Steph Curry a little early. There are some differences too. You know, Steph Curry never had anything akin to a teammate that was going to be near the draft. If we do remember, Caitlin Clark had at least one of her backcourt mate, also is a member of a WNBA roster in a much better situation in Las Vegas. And she actually is a integral part of that team. So Caitlin had better talent around her, right? I get what you're saying, that Iowa isn't necessarily known for basketball on the women's side or the men's side, really. But it is Big Ten school, right? So it's in a conference where it's a high-level conference. Previously Power Five is really about Power 3.5 now. But so there's some differences. And also, I did. Power 3.5. And then, you know, Caitlin Clark, she's just getting there, right? Mm-hmm. Number one pick, higher expectations. Steph Curry, you know, he was in the teens when he was picked because they said he was too small. Mm-hmm. He couldn't play defense. He wasn't going to be able to take the NBA game.
Too light. And
it was true
even in what you just said there, Cool, you still see the similarities, right?
I'm not saying there's no similarities, but I'm saying it's not a direct parallel.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not as hardcore of one, right? Yeah,
it's not as hardcore of a parallel. It's not like, oh, Caitlin Clark's doing all the things that Steph's doing. Now, where we
can see I'm talking about as far as the hype around their name and the
big. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I just want to make sure that other people understand. We've already talked about this. But I would say other people understand.
They don't understand what they want to.
But they can't say they didn't hear it. You know what I'm saying? Christmas man got you. So all I want to say, and my last thought on this, is just simply Christmas man. We have to be able to respect the opinions of the ladies that have played the game.
Yes.
Shirazi said she's going to work. It's not going to be easy, right? Sue Bird said it's going to be tough on her, right? Your reigning MVP, Asia Wilson, was like, yo, it ain't no game when you get to this level. A lot of people have said it was going to take her time. And then a lot of people have talked about the race piece and everyone's upset. So what I don't get is, if we know there's people out here that have never watched the game before, don't really even know the WNBA.
Right.
They look like Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. Right. She is not only Caucasian female, but she is a straight Caucasian female. Right. Because there are a lot of the higher profile WNBA women that are Caucasian that are relationships with other women. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure I don't offend nobody. I'm just going to say it like this. It can't offend nobody. So you got this one. She actually is heterosexual, right. Clean cut, normal looking girl, right? Mm-hmm. She can shoot the ball in college like Steph Curry to a point. And she's able to step up and snap and have really strong games. I get that. But let's see her do it at this level first, because Steph didn't get any hype until he really did it at this level. Like you talked about him in college, you watched him, but until he started making the big plays and making the big shots in the NBA, no one ever talked about him.
And that started around 2012, and he got drafted 2009. So, yeah.
So that's some of the differences that y'all got to look at between these two players.
It's been quite a week, you know, people come for me. Because, hey, I'm just saying, like, when you have somebody that can shoot the way that she shoot, it captivates people.
Yeah. It always will.
Yeah,
the long ball, a long range shooter will always captivate people. That's why your parallel to Steph in terms of long range shooting comes into play, because we didn't see that in the NBA when he came upon the scene, and we still haven't seen that in the WNBA until Caitlin has come upon the scene. So that parallel does work, but Cool is correct. I mean, you got to see her cut her teeth and see if she can execute on this level, because it is a whole different level. It is a whole beast.
Man, she one more thing here.
And this is to, this is not to the new fans. This ain't even to the casual fan. It's to the people that follow the sport. They know the sport, right? They know the teams, they know the players, right? Mm-hmm. And one of them, or a couple of them, could say they are a part of mainstream media. Y'all blaming players, calling them jealous and all the envy of Caitlin Clark and all this stuff, right? But has anybody outside of me, gentlemen, y'all tell me, has anybody outside of me is the only one who put the blame on the WNBA for what they did to the Indiana field?
What did WNBA do
to
NBA Fever?
Put them in the Gainbridge Arena, and actually book some of the away games in NBA arenas too.
No. What I'm saying is, if those people who have stood up, talked about, tried to do whatever they could for the WNBA, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody outside of me but then told y'all? Did y'all not see that schedule that the WNBA
game,
Indiana?
Well, if you would have talked to Stephen A. Smith, but I didn't mean to say that.
Because I was went out the one that said, "Yo, they can be 1-6 or 0-7 after they face the champs." And what did they go? They went 1-6 after facing the champs. Why is that? Because one, you put their first four games against two of the top three teams in the WNBA.
Well,
out the gate.
When you want the eyeballs, on a team, you normally pair them off with the most high profile of teams that you have, because you want, I won't say the best matchup. You want You want the most high profile player going up against the best teams, which it so happened to be the Aces and the Liberty, and you can add the Sun there too.
So coming in, Caitlin Clark was gonna get roughed up at the gate anyway. Because the Connecticut Sun is like one of the most physical teams in the WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have New York Liberty, who, by the way, you're talking about the only team. And by the way, those of you who want to come at me says I'm just starting as a fan, I've been a fan of the New York Liberty since the beginning of it. I'm a fan of a team that hasn't won a championship, and they've been around since the existence.
Yep.
So how am I just starting? I want y'all to do y'all research. I want y'all, if you don't know, ask me. I would tell you, I'm a fan of a team who been around since the start of the league and has not won a WNBA championship.
I've been a fan of the league since its inception, and the team that I rooted for, it's been contracted.
Cole Johnson team don't even exist no more, and they won the first four titles.
Yes.
My team was contracted, and then I went and joined a team that spiritually is their successor.
Mm-hmm.
And we talking about names like Rebecca Noble. Y'all know that name. Teresa Rizzo, who is the head coach of Chicago Sky. She was part of the
WNBA. One of the best point guards of WNBA history. Yep.
Oh, speaking of a coach, Becky Hammon had a short stint with the New York Liberty.
Who's turning out to be a really good coach in her own right. Yep. Yep.
And want to be really honest with you, how I'm going to tell you how my fandom really is. For the longest period of time, we was the bottom of the barrier. And guess what? The only thing that was great about us is the freaking jerseys that we had, the light blue jerseys and the black jerseys.
And the fact you played in, yeah, and the fact you played in Madison Square Garden.
We looked so good, but we were getting our ass kicked by everybody.
Now I know they then I moved to Barclays, but yes.
Cole Jones, you remember them days?
Yes, I do.
Liberty on the screen, you don't even care. You just want to see, you just want to see what jersey they were wearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they wore the black ones, are they looking good? But they're still gonna lose this game.
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't resembling the, this is unfortunate, they weren't resembling the bridesmaids that they actually were to the comments early on.
So y'all want to attack me, y'all go ahead, but y'all don't know my knowledge of the game. I have said this plan, and Kuma can't contest to this. If a certain person didn't retire at an early age from the game of basketball, I would call her the GOAT of the WNBA. Because nobody was going to, the word that she was on with the Minnesota Lynx.
What you be
tell me who was going to top that.
Maya Moore. What you be talking about with Maya Moore?
I'm talking about Maya Moore.
I love Maya Moore, but... even with her, and she was a beast in at Connecticut, along with and on the Lynx. Still,
if you ask me, the all-time GOAT of women's basketball never played in the WNBA because it wasn't around for her.
Cheryl Miller,
and that would be Cheryl Miller.
Yeah, Cheryl Miller. She was in retirement age by the time WNBA rolled around.
If she was playing in the WNBA,
she would have been a beast. Woo-woo. Oh my god.
Woo-woo. And we're talking about the sister.
Go back and watch.
We're talking about the sister of the Hall of Fame, Reggie Miller here.
The elder sister.
Everybody that I have learned basketball from said was much better than Reggie Miller.
Oh, he learned from her. Yes, he learned from her. She lapped the field with him.
And even Sharon Reggie Miller said it.
I'm going to tell you the specific Sharon Miller. The Sharon Miller with the short jury curl and the tight short shorts. That's the Cheryl Miller that you didn't want no pieces of at USC. You didn't want it.
She was an absolute terror. Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
So trust me. I know.
Still the best rebounder I think I've ever seen from a woman. Ever. Ever. Ever in the game.
This is my problem. This is because you disagree with somebody's post or comment doesn't mean they don't have the knowledge.
Right.
Can I say one other thing?
The three of us have the knowledge of the WNBA.
I would also like to say this is a little bit petty, but if you can't stand the heat of people responding to you certain ways, not even disrespectful, but certain ways, and you can't stand people not agreeing with what you say, and you got to run and be emotional like you Carl Thomas about everything, maybe you're not cut out to be in this game.
No. Oh boy,
and that is directed.
I know who it's directed to.
Lord, yes, and he knows. He sees this. He knows. If it's not directed directly at you, don't even worry about it. But if it is, you know who you are.
Oh, it's directed at a lot of people because guess what? They're gonna feel it some type of way.
No, but I know what. Cool, that's directed to one particular person.
But if you feel some type of way, I'm talking about you too, because I can handle the hate.
I can handle the hate.
So, just want to make. I gotta let y'all know. Y'all talking, you see three guys on the screen, they have the knowledge. They know. Mm-hmm. Even though we see things differently, we all can see the things at the same time.
Yeah.
I see the parallel from Steph Curry to Caitlin Clark.
And so do we.
We see. And that's how I know when the captivated started. Mm-hmm. There's a woman out here who can shoot the ball from distance, similar to Steph Curry. I mean, we talking logo shots. Like, as soon as you get past half court, you need to guard that girl right now. Because if you ain't guard her when she gets past half court, it's going up, and most likely it's going in.
And you've never said that about another WNBA player before her.
The reason why she is the scoring leader in college basketball.
I hope they're gonna make people mad. They're gonna go back and start talking about Division II and all other stuff when you say that now, playmaker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, go talk to NCAA about that.
Well, for me personally, it don't matter to me if she's number one, number two, number three, number five. The woman's good.
She's good.
What I find funny about this whole discussion is you're having people who never open their mouths about WNBA at all until this summer. Until this late spring. Come up with these wild takes, you know, like with one saying, well, Caitlin Clark, it's the white heterosexual woman in a league full of homosexual women. And I'm like, so you're going to be baseless in your analysis. And this came from a mainstream media guy. This wasn't just a Joe Blow. No, this came from mainstream media.
Oh, trust me, you might not know it. There's quite a bit of women who are not that way.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And I remember saying, I said, this is and I actually said this. I said, that is dangerous. That's a slippery slope. Now, are there women who are lesbian in the WNBA? Yes, but not all of them are. And so you can't say this is a fully homosexual league. That's irresponsible. It's totally irresponsible.
They're getting me to another point. If y'all can't watch the league because they are lesbians, then you ain't a basketball fan.
And then, right, exactly. And then on top of it, if that is the case, then you should give the same type of love to Angel Reese as you do Caitlin Clark, because she, too, is a heterosexual woman. Now, she's black.
Yeah, she's black, though, Cole.
But she's a heterosexual woman, right.
She's the villain.
But see, that's the thing. And this is why I really am enjoying what I'm seeing with the WNBA, because I'm seeing, you talk about parallels. Here's a parallel that I will give you. This right now is a really good pivotal time for the WNBA, because I'm feeling Magic Johnson, Larry Bird vibes in terms of how the league is viewing those two particular players.
Because if you notice, you've seen a lot of Sky games on TV too.
Not as many as
the Fever, but just seen a lot of Sky games on TV.
That's exactly where I was going to go. Because under the radar, people saying, yeah, there's a lot of Fever games, but under the radar, there's a lot of Sky games too. And remember, there was noise saying, well, we can't even see Sky in preseason. And then Disney Plus says, well, we'll show it.
No, it wasn't even Disney Plus. Somebody took to X to stream it. And they got over 1 million views because y'all failed to put the Sky preseason game up.
And this was the Sky, not the Fever. So, you know, there's a lot of smoke with Angel Reese's name, along with Caitlin Clark's name. And yes, look, the Kennedy Carter foul. Yeah, that was not a basketball play. Have I seen worse? Yes. Has Playmaker and Cool seen worse? Definitely. I'll dare say, have they seen worse in the WNBA? Definitely.
This season, Angel Reese got about beheaded.
And that's exactly where I was going to go.
By a failure Maryland Terrapin and Alicia Thomas.
That's exactly where I was going to go.
Hey, I mean, it's the heat of the game, you know what I'm saying? But it does happen.
Yeah, it was about a week ago, and Angel Reese received, to me, a worse flagrant foul.
I didn't think that was a flagrant foul. Honestly, what Carter did, I think it was a stupid foul.
But yeah, I don't think it was a flagrant foul. It was a flagrant foul, but the refs didn't even call it. They didn't even go to the Muns.
They didn't call it that, but, I mean, come on, a blow to the face.
Like, come on. Like, you literally made the shot, and then all of a sudden, but that ain't the ball being named out. You just go ahead and knock her over.
I mean, it was dumb. It was dumb, but it wasn't. I don't think it was a flagrant.
Like, that's pretty much the definition of the flagrant one is excessive for no reason.
I'll put it this way. Right. 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 Yeah, I agree with Playmaker, but I'll put it this way. It wasn't called flagrant. And I get what you're saying, Cool. Because
it was just a good hard basketball play.
Because we have seen harder fouls than that, too. Even in the WNBA, we've seen harder fouls
this season. Besides just that one this season.
Mm-hmm.
That was called and that was upgraded because the Clark Sexuals made an uproar and the WNBA said, okay, let's appease them by just moving it up to a flagrant. That'll make them happy. And it did. They were they have been appeased.
What is upsetting me, what is upsetting me about this newfound fame is that, and we're seeing it actually played out in mainstream media too. When you have someone like Stephen A. Smith have the nerve to talk to someone who knows the game inside and out and has the nerve to actually say who has covered not just WNBA or women's basketball, but women's sports, then First Take. And I'm saying to myself, that is such an irresponsible question to ask, one, her, which is the her being Monica McNutt. Two, that was such a wrong place to go because, yes, I can think of many other places that have talked more about women's sports and most certainly the WNBA than First Take, because First Take is all about what is hot on people's mouths. And let me tell you something. The WNBA has not been hot on people's mouths until now. So if that's the case, Monica's right. 100% right. And it's not just First Take. Mainstream media has not talked about the WNBA until we had this Caitlin Clark and to a smaller degree, Angel Reese coming to the league. And what they have, and I've heard her, I've heard Chinne Ogwumike, and I've heard a couple of others. I think I've heard Becky Hammon say something. And there's a couple other respected women players that I've heard say, well, this is par for the course. And then I saw clips. I saw Shamika Hoseclaw get treated like they treated Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark in her rookie season. Mm-hmm. I saw Candace Parker get treated dirty like that in her rookie season.
Even though she was MVP.
A fight broke out with Candace Parker.
Right. I've seen Sue Bird get treated like that. I mean, this was a clip that I was saying.
Yeah.
So is there a little bit of extra mustard that's put into the hardness of the fouls with Caitlin Clark? Yeah. The same is true for Angel Reese as well.
All the rookies.
But
it's a rookie thing.
But they will say, that's my overarching point. The women play similar to how the guys are. It's like you have this welcome to the WNBA mentality. It's like, okay, we're going to test to see if you are woman enough to hang on this court. And if you're going to, and like Cool said, if you're going to whimper about it, we're going to give you more of this heat. We're going to give you more of these hammers until you're like, okay, I can take that and dish it back and it won't be a thing for me. And I can show you that I can give you these, I can give you these dimes. And I can show you that I can show you that the jumper's wet. This is how the game's played. And I think for people, I think it alarmed a lot of Johnny Come Latelys that the WNBA, I'm about to say a secret here. The WNBA, it's a very physical league. Yeah.
Mr. Johnson.
Yeah. It's a physical league. Yeah. So that's why I laugh. I'm like, when you thought these women were just going to be dainty and they just have two-piece bikinis and they just laugh and just a pat is the hard foul they're going to get.
You thought this was the lingerie basketball league.
Right. You thought this was going to be a lingerie ball. No. I mean, you got chicks on the court and it was so funny. You got chicks on the court. Talking about to the other man, her juice box is older than she is. I'm like these women.
Starter David Smith.
These women get down like the guys do.
I know some of y'all be watching Buns and Basketball. This ain't Buns and Basketball, y'all.
No, these women get down like the guys do. And I'm all for it. I love it.
Speaking of one of the females who is not lesbian, she is married with children.
Yeah, I was about to say Skylar. Yeah, Skylar definitely is.
Skylar Diggins-Smith?
Definitely, definitely. Oh, yeah, Skylar Diggins-Smith, definitely of the heterosexual.
Girl from the Lynx. She married and got a baby. Can't remember her name.
Yeah, I mean, so I mean, the reporting and the messaging is getting on the dangerous territory. And for a person who loves the sport, one, and for a person who, too, loves how women play it, because, and I've said this on this program many times, and I'll continue to say it, the women play a much more fundamentally sound brand of basketball than the men do. Any level, including the WNBA to the NBA. This is par for the course, but you can't say, well, all the women are homosexual, or wow, Caitlin Clark is getting treated unfairly. And I've heard this too. Oh, it's a white girl, and this actually came to Stephen A. Smith. It's a white girl getting treated unfairly like that, and there's jealousy that's in the league. There might be some. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say jealousy doesn't exist, but it's not on the level that you think. It's not on the level that you think. And when I mean some, I mean like maybe 2-3% of out of 100. It's not jealousy. It is straight up, this is a rookie. And it's the same thing goes with the NBA. You know, you have a rookie who thinks, okay, well, I belong in this league. And you got the veterans that are like, oh yeah, well, we're about to test you and find out. We're about to show you. We're about to see if you can handle what the league really is about. Because if you can, cool. If you can't, well, you're gonna get this work. But you're gonna find out what this league is about. Step up and see if you can come with it.
And you see, here's a funny thing. I put a post out there after we beat them by 36 for the second time in 3 games. Do anybody want to come for the Liberty? Because Clinton Collins scored 3 points. They couldn't say nothing. You know why? Because guess what? When you run into a screen set by Breanna Stewart, you're going to feel it. Because Breanna Stewart is a queen at setting screens.
And she's a woman's woman.
Again.
She don't be playing no games.
Again, fundamentally sound brand of basketball.
So, tell y'all what. This is what I want y'all to do. Wait till August. You know why I say wait till August? Because you get this month like when the Olympics starts. The FIBA can go and analyze what they did good, which is very little. I say very little. They did win 2 games, okay? They ain't at the bottom of the barrel.
No, they not. There's a team in Washington that's occupying their position.
And what's another thing for you? Y'all want to test my and for those who want to test my WNBA knowledge, go back and look at how I talk about the Washington Mystics and why they where they at.
Poor Mystics.
Oh, by the way, who covered the WNBA last year?
What's that?
Who covered the WNBA last year going into football season?
I know. Oh, that would be Shooting Lights Out.
Thank you.
And my boy Cool.
We ain't new to
this. I knew we were talking about Shooting Lights Out, though.
We ain't new to this, all right? And this is around the time when Cole Jonathan told me I need to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I know you ain't. I heard that conversation before, too.
Mm-hmm. But I know you ain't.
I learned how to spread it out. You give me that, I learned how to spread it out.
That's all I wanted. I didn't want you to overload yourself, because I've seen in other people how that could just bog you down. So you're passionate and you're knowledgeable, and people need to hear this. People need to hear that smoke that you bring.
So wait till August. Now they might not make the playoffs. Only like what 8 teams can make the playoffs,
right?
You'll be one of the 4 that's not going to be in there. It is what it is. But wait till August. Wait till they come back from that month break. Because you want to be honest, she didn't even really have a – there's this week, because didn't even have a break.
Yeah, they ain't had nothing. It was like finish your season.
National championship in April, draft later on that month, and then the regular season began last month. So, yeah, no break in between. Barely.
And then they see how Caitlin Clark and Ian Ferrell look. But, like I said the first time when we started this season covering, it's going to be going praise for Caitlin Clark.
Had to be.
Nobody's exempt from it.
Nobody.
Even when Candace Parker went to win the MVP and Rookie of the Year.
They still beat her your ass, too. You know what I'm saying?
So, that's it. So Cool got his cool tangent on that he asked for.
I appreciate you for that, sir. I greatly appreciate that.
What job well done, brother. Job well done.
Stephen A. Smith, I got a lot of words for you, too. We ain't got time this week, but I got a lot of words for you, too. Because you're going to try to cover up your inadequacies in WNBA by talking about how you put Monica McNutt on. Don't nobody care about that.
Oh, Lord, why'd you have to go on your own platform to further the shame that Bonnie Britton brought to you? That's
what I look like, a butthurt brother who was trying to find a way to make yourself look better. That's what you look like. And that's what you are. That's why that's what you look like.
I have nothing to say on that one.
Yeah, playmaker. Yeah, Cool dropped the mic on that one.
I have nothing to say on that one. Gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the